While progress has been made to preserve endangered animal, plant, and other species, a new report says successes are being overshadowed by declines. The International Union for Conservation of Nature warns many species face lethal threats. The IUCN is the world's oldest and largest global environmental network. It has more than 77,000 species on its red list and warns that nearly 23,000 of them are threatened by extinction. Some 830 are listed as being extinct. The list indicates how fast the world is losing biodiversity. Craig Hilton Taylor, head of the organization's Red List Unit, says humans have been getting better at preserving species.
Yes, we have. We have built up quite a good set of tools and techniques for conserving species and their habitats. We know in many cases what we should do and how to do it. We are constantly surprised, though, by new emerging threats which take us by surprise. But after some research and hard work, we soon work out ways of dealing with the new threats as they emerge.
Buddy says knowing what to do is not the issue. The Red List points out where to take action and what species are at risk.
The big issue really is to try and get enough people and resources to actually do something about it, to get the governments to have enough political will to invest in conservation and also engaging in the general public as well, so it cuts across all levels of society.
One of the big conservation success stories is the Iberian lynx in Spain. There were just 52 mature cats in 2002. Today, there are 156. It may not seem like a lot, but it's enough to remove the Iberian lynx from the critically endangered list. Another example is the Guadalupe fur seal. It was twice thought to be extinct. There were 20,000 in 2010. On the other hand, 99% of the tropical Asian slipper orchids, a prized ornamental plant, are threatened with extinction. That's due to a huge illegal trade in the slipper orchids and habitat loss due to development.
Most people around the world, if they know orchids, they will either be growing them or will have seen them or had them in their houses, cut flowers. They are truly spectacular flowers.
And then there's the African lion. It's on the IUCN's vulnerable list.
The lion story is quite complicated because lions in southern Africa are pretty well conserved. Most of them are in protected areas. There's good conservation policies in place to protect lions in southern Africa. And so, in fact, the southern African population is increasing. But as soon as you move up into East Africa or across to West Africa, it's a totally different picture. The lions in West Africa are completely isolated from the rest of African lions. This is critically endangered.
The lions face habitat loss, poaching, and conflict with humans. Prey animals are on the decline in some areas, causing lions to kill livestock. Hilton Taylor says the International Union for Conservation of Nature takes a slow approach before declaring a species extinct.
So, for example, one of the species on the list this time was a species of orchid from Madagascar. It was last seen in 1898, over 100 years ago, but we still don't declare it extinct because there's still little patches of forest that haven't been surveyed properly. There's a remote chance it may still be living on a treetop somewhere that we just haven't looked at. So it takes a long time to declare something extinct.
A recent study in the journal Science Advances says the sixth mass extinction in the Earth's history has begun. The study, like the IUCN, says humans are the driving force behind unprecedented extinction rates. For example, since 1900, nearly 480 vertebrate species have gone extinct. The IUCN says no new species have been declared extinct, but 14 have been assessed as critically endangered.
The whole acceleration of the extinction is very much a human factor. So it's demand for land for agriculture, building cities, roads, extraction of mineral has huge impacts, pollution events. So there's a whole lot of different activities from people that reduce population sizes, reduce ranges, that have impacts on these species and drive them towards extinction.
Hilton Taylor says environmental legislation can help preserve species, but he says much more needs to be done to protect habitats.
You can go around and set areas of land aside as protected areas, as national parks or as nature reserves, and make sure that those networks are well connected to each other so species can move between different areas. But you can't conserve all the land, you have to look at how we manage the land outside of the protected areas. So putting into place effective management and restoration projects to restore habitats and ecosystems back to how they were before.
He says sometimes farmers need to be compensated not to cultivate their land and allow the natural habitat to remain. This was done to save the Iberian lynx. And sustainable fishing methods may help save gobies, one of the largest families of marine fish. Many of their coral reef homes have disappeared, and they are more vulnerable to invasive lionfish. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.